1975, and she's going to tell me about where she was born and where she's lived and about all the things she knows about Westport and her friends here. Now, you were born?
I was born in Fall River. And my father's name was William Allen, and mother was Clara Lawton Allen.
Can you do it louder?
My name was Etta Allen, Etta Jane Allen.
And you were born in Fall River?
Born in Fall River, and a family of 10 children.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and then we came to Westport Point every summer to live.
Did you come here to this house or something?
No, the big house, it was down right next to where Amber Clovier lives. It was torn down after my father sold it.
Yes.
And then after grandfather passed away, my father had a sick spell, and he had to retire from the city, from working.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of all the street lights, charge of all of them in Fall River. That's when they had the little gas lamps.
Yes.
And then he bought horses for the city of Fall River. So when he had this breakdown, the doctors told him he'd got to rest. So he moved down here to Westport for the year around.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't satisfied living in the village. He heard of this farm being sold up on Drift Road that belonged to the Allens years ago, and he thinks the Allen that lived there, the boy, one of the Daniel Allen's boys, was William Allen,
mm-hmm.
like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went up and he bought the big farm.
Yes.
From him. And that's where we all moved up there, because some of the older boys had got married and was gone away.
Yes.
But there was quite a few of us still then.
Now, what time was this? Do you remember how long ago this was?
I must have been 6 or 7.
And you are now?
Almost 81.
Almost 81, so that was more than 70 years ago.
Oh, must be, yes.
That you moved here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a few years ago.
Yes. And what did your father do when he was retired the farm?
He hired a man to come to start plowing the fields, to show him how to plow and what to plant, and the big fields up there, some of them 10 acres, you know.
Yes.
And then he had to work and had hen houses built, 50-foot
mm-hmm.
Hen houses. He had three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one was for hens, and the other two was for broilers. He raised broilers.
Yes.
He had his own incubators and had steaks. I always loved to watch the little chickens come out of those eggs. I'd help him. And so he'd done that for quite a few years.
Is the house still there?
The house we lived in?
The house you lived in, is it?
Oh, yes, that's there.
Who lives in it now?
I don't know. He sold it to her when mother's broke down, had to move away, get inland. He sold it to a Mackinac. And then he sold it to a Ferguson.
I see.
And I don't know who owns it now, but they say...
Is it on the water or on the drift road?
No, it's right on the drift road, overlooking the water.
I see.
And right across from the road, there's quite a laneway that goes down, and the foot of the lane across the road, there's a meadow, a good 10-acre meadow.
Yes.
And that's where the Indians lived, and that meadow down in there. And when Daniel Allen bought it from them. And and on one knoll in that lower meadow, it comes up quite high on the north side, and it was understood when the Indians sold it.
Sold it to whom?
The Indians sold it to Daniel Allen.
Was it Humphrey Allen or Daniel?
Huh?
Was it Humphrey Allen or Daniel Allen?
Well, I was thinking it was Daniel.
Because Humphrey was Daniel's father. Humphrey Allen lived, I think, before Daniel. Daniel was Humphrey's son, according to the will I have.
Oh, yes. Well, it might be. See, I forget.
I know.
Because Dad used to talk about him a lot.
Yes.
His ancestors, which he was very proud of.
Yes.
But there was a knoll there that comes up almost like a little hill. And that was the Indians' burying ground.
Now, what's near it now so that people can locate it and look for it? Is there anything that that's there now that we would recognize?
You go right down through the meadow, the big meadow, right across the lane from the house it sits in, the White House.
Yes.
In the big lot, that's been sold to the south of the house. And there's houses in there now, they tell me, all built.
Mm-hmm.
But you just go right down straight to the water, and you go a little ways to the north, and it comes up like a little knoll that comes out towards the water.
A little sticking out into the water, the East River.
Yes, comes right down to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their burying ground. And when they bought it from the Indians, it was understood they'd never disturb that.
Now, this is the Allens who bought it from the Indians.
And they said that none of their ancestors would ever touch it. They would agree to it. But after years, somebody said, the Historical Society of New Bedford was out a lot, some of them digging.
Mm-hmm.
But long as we had it, my father never let anybody down there touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother George, he found a lot of arrowheads all through the lower meadows.
Yes.
And which he had, and he said he gave some of them away later years. And then he had one saved, but after his wife died, the girls broke his home up, and he lost his arrowhead. He said he don't think they knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very much interested in it. And
Did you find anything except arrowheads? You didn't find any Indian mortar, mixing bowls, or grinding things?
No, not a thing. I think they'd been all over that before we got it.
I see.
But my father never would. All he done was to harrow that hill and plant clover in to keep like flowers growing
yes.
for the summer.
So it'd be beautiful.
Yes. And because we loved it up there, yes. that farm in that meadow and the water.
Yes.
Because we lived on that water down there,
yes.
that river.
Yes.
And so you knew the name of the Indians tribe that they bought that from.
It was the Akoksits.
Akoksit.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has got a book on all the Indians, where they settled. They were.
Where is your brother living so that
he lives in New Bedford, but he's very deaf and he's not too good.
No, so that I couldn't talk with him or
Well, maybe
get hold of the book. Could you get, would he lend the book to you so that I could read it?
Well, that's what he said. Someday he would, he was going to try to get somebody to bring him out, but if he comes out, he can't stay long.
No, but I could bring him out, and if he could bring the book, I could read it.
Yes. Well, you take him. Now, I'll tell you where he lives. He lives on Palmer Street. I think it's 242.
242 Palmer Street.
Palmer Street. He lives with a daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
There. And they all know him there. His name is George Allen.
242 Palmer Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the book. He knows all the Indians, where they settled, where they came from, and all around. He's been. His wife bought him that book years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it.
Yes.
So he, Eleanor, his daughter, went and got the book and looked it up, and he told her. He said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Akoksit Indians. They was over here, across the river. And
on the West River.
Yeah, on the West River.
Yes.
And they decided to move from there. They did. So they came across and went up the East River.
I see.
And landed there.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell you probably something if he don't get too tired. Because
yes.
he has a pacemaker in.
Yes.
Too. And, but he's, he loves to talk to anybody.
Yes.
About things like that.
Well, and now I'm going back to this lovely field of clover that your father had planted there. The clover.
Yes.
And, is it still there in clover, or?
I don't know.
When I was riding with, Mabel Crosby the other day, she pointed out some beautiful cedar trees that had grown up in the field where the clover used
to
be.
Yeah, well, that's just below the big lot, the cedar trees. I'll tell you who bought that. when the Beatties bought it. Now, he bought, because that land, the Indians, well, the Allens bought it from the Indians quite a little ways down from there,
mm-hmm.
down just down where the Beatties lived.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Eleanor Raposa now.
Yes.
You know her, probably.
Yes, I do.
And it seems that Mr. Beatty gave Ernest quite a strip of that land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he built there.
Yes.
But that's where the Allens started from, just down in through there somewhere. It's up through.
Yes.
They walked up through the woods, way up, and they notched trees with a hatchet.
Tell about that, how the Indians told Humphrey Allen to walk from sunrise to sunset or something.
Yes,
as far
well, it was Humphrey then. I was thinking it was Daniel.
Well, Daniel was Humphrey's son.
You must have been Humphrey. He walked from sun up to sundown. He walked way west as far as he could and notched the
how
trees.
Far do you suppose, how far west do you suppose
well,
it was?
Well, it took way up over Mabel's land.
Yes.
From the river.
Yes.
And then he cut across and came down. And then he came down, well, you know where there's a place right next to where I lived. It used to be at the Potter Farm.
Yes.
And I don't know who owns that now, but Sam Tripp owned it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he died, and he sold it. And but it
he notched up there as far as the Sam Tripp's.
Huh?
He notched up as far as Sam Tripp's.
Oh, yes, he took in that farm.
Yes.
Up north of there and cut down to the river.
Yes.
That took in the big pond in through there and the brook that runs down into the river.
Yes.
And that pond comes from Borland Springs.
Yes.
There. We used to go skating there in the winter.
So. Oh.
And, but it took in an awful strip of land.
And how many acres? You don't have any idea?
No, I don't. All
acres.
I know of, some of his, he divided some of that farm to, it was either two or three of his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And because one bought the place where we lived, and my father said he thinks his name was William Allen.
Yes.
Same as his.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another son that lived way up there, south of where Mabel lived. What the Hallsworth lived there, last I know. And
yes.
I think they've gone.
Yes.
And then when
the Hallsworth, we own the Hallsworth farm now.
Huh?
We own the Hallsworth.
Oh,
I
you
own
do.
The
yes,
Hallsworth.
You bought that.
We bought that when just after we bought Mabel's
yes.
farm. And you think that when he went walking and notching trees, that there wasn't any main road then, was
no,
there?
No, no.
And that he went way beyond the west of the main road,
yes.
went to notch. And so he went over what is now beyond what it was is now Mr. Fio's farm.
Yeah, it must be put near there that he went.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Yeah.
It must put near the main road, I should think.
Well, there wasn't any. I thought Mabel said there wasn't any main road.
Oh, no, they wasn't then. But I should judge that's about as far as he walked.
Well, I tell you, you know, the on the main road, on Mabel's property, where the Raposas live now, were Allen's. Those
oh,
houses were Allen houses.
Well, then they probably...
Then it, and so the houses across the street, actually, that are now... were probably Allen houses, too. In other words, he went, since the road wasn't there,
yeah.
he went further.
Yes, he might have gone further afterwards.
Yes, further.
Because I know he had 18 children.
Uh-huh. Humphrey Allen had 18 children.
Well, I thought it was Daniel Allen that lived there that had the 18 children.
Well, maybe it was Daniel that had the 18 children, but according to at least the records I have, and they may be wrong,
yeah.
it was Humphrey... Maybe Daniel was Humphrey's father. I don't know.
I don't either. No one ever heard of a Humphrey. But my father always used to speak about Daniel Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he should have named one of his boys Daniel.
Yes.
But he named the oldest son after his father, Eli.
Yes.
The one that built the whale boats down here.
Yes. Now tell me about that.
Oh, the whale. Well, he's...
Eli Allen built whaleboats.
Whaleboats for years, till he got so he was going to give it up. And the last one he built was the Kate Corey. And it was, now I'll tell you, now what's that boy's name? William Kugler was related to him.
He was?
His mother was a Corey. Mm-hmm. William Kugler's mother or grandmother was a Corey. Now, it must have been his grandmother that married the Reverend Kugler.
Yes.
He was the first minister to have this church down here when they first built it.
Yes.
And they wanted a whaleboat made.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to my grandfather to do it. And he said, well, Mr. Sisson, he had Mr. Sisson, I think it was a Charles Sisson, in with him to help him.
Mm-hmm. And where was it built?
Right down here to Westport Point, right at the end of the water.
Where Lee's Wharf was?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, yes. You know when you go straight down the street?
Yes.
Where the old bridge used to be?
Yes.
You just turned in east, right next to the package, what is it?
Package
Inn.
Yes, there is a vacant lot.
He owned that land from there all around to the bridge, to where the bridge came in.
Yes.
And he had a big boathouse there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a picture of it somewhere, and I can't find it.
Oh, I wish you could.
I've looked and looked for it, but I don't know whether my brother George has got one or not. He may have one.
And it was your grandfather?
It was my grandfather, Eli, yes.
Eli, who worked on the Kate Corey.
Yeah, he made
he the... Built he the Kate
he built the Kate Corey. And I'll tell you, when they sold that inn down there, the William Kugler found upstairs in the building a chest, an iron chest of some kind, and it had a lot of papers in it. And in it, it told how many barrels of nails they'd sold to Eli Allen to build the Kate Corey.
Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful? That's just wonderful.
And George, my brother said, he thinks they've got it over to the Whaling Museum in New Bedford.
Yes.
He's been interested in that. He used to go down there a lot. He knows one of the men down there.
Yes.
Well, in fact, he brought him out here a few years ago.
Yes.
And George and him went down, and he showed him where the land was.
Yes.
And so, but that's what Grandfather always did, Grandfather Eli.
Always built whaling boats. Were other whaling boats that you know of built here about that time?
No, that was the last one built. And do you remember, I heard tell, where the whaleboats went out, how they went out?
No, tell me.
Well, you know, they couldn't go through the big harbor down here because it was so narrow.
Yes.
And Horseneck Beach at one time was an island. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Horseneck Beach was an island because up there at the left, there was a big gapway opened. And that's where the whale boats used to go in and out.
Out the left.
In and out that, too bad, cousin, no. William Brightman wasn't, he remembered it.
Oh,
he died here a few years ago.
I know.
Cousin William did. And,
was William Brightman your cousin?
My father's cousin. His,
He was a very good friend of ours.
Oh, yes.
I loved him.
Well, now, me see, cousin William was, mother... was my grandmother. My grandmother Allen. She married Eli Allen, Julia Brightman.
Yes.
And that's where my sister's Julia is named after.
I see.
Julia Brightman Allen.
Oh, yes.
You know Julia. You've seen her, met her at
yes.
the church.
Yes.
She joined, she married Howard Mosier.
Yes.
They go to the Friends Church
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
They come all the way from Easton.
And apparently she lived in the same house at some time that I live in now. At least Mabel thought she did.
No, we never lived up there.
You mean that...
No, Julia was a lot smaller than I was, younger.
Yeah, I see.
No,
and
we
so
never
she
lived
never
up
lived
there.
In
but
it.
We used to go there all a lot.
Yes.
Oh, I practically lived there with Mabel. And from school... I'd stop, change my clothes, and up with Mabel up the lane to go there. And up that laneway a ways. Now, they seem to think that years ago, before any of the Allens or something, there was a cabin or something made up there. There's one lot there as you go up that lane. We used to call it the chimney lot. It's been known that way for quite a few years. And at one time, my father said, there was an enormous big fireplace that had been built with stone and a chimney that went up. And it stood there for quite a while, but it was most all gone by the time we moved there.
Now, was this on the on your land, was it?
Going up towards Mabel's on your left.
It was west of the Drift Road, west of the Drift Road.
Yes, on your left side.
Mm-hmm.
Going
on
up
the left,
lane.
On that lane going up. Mm-hmm.
Going right up
it's
to
all
Mabel's.
Gone now, isn't it?
Huh?
It's all gone now, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but there was a, where they had burnt down, it was an enormous, great big pit, like charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember going up there with them, they wanted some charcoal. My father sent us up there to get a bag of that to use down around the hen houses.
Yes.
He said that was just as good as any there was. That was from the old house that must have been burnt there.
Yes.
The old cabin.
Yes.
And right, there was a path worn from there, right over across south a little ways, to a big boiling spring is still in there.
That's
oh,
amazing.
I wished I felt able to, I could get up and
walk. You'd come up and we'd go walking around and find all this. It would just be wonderful.
Oh, yes. I haven't been up the farm
since. Do you feel, when Mabel and I are going to take a ride and look at all this, would you go with Mabel and me when
we
went out for a ride?
I could go a little ways.
We would take in the car?
Yes. I could show you the meadows and everything.
Yes.
But I doubt if I could walk up through the farm.
No, I could. I didn't mean walk. I meant we drive around the roads and look up from the road, from the drift road.
Yes, I could show you the house that we lived in. I don't know who owns that now. But I should think that, I don't know whether Eleanor Abeady, I still call her that, because I helped take care of her little girl. I took care of her mother for quite a while when she was sick. And
now this is Eleanor Raposa.
I don't know whether she could tell you more about, because it was her grandfather that bought that place too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that built them big wide walls that go along the road.
Mm-hmm.
That owned. We used to run up and down them on top of them. Them walls, they were beautiful.
Yes. Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, oh, it's all very interesting, and I try to think, and then I forget an awful lot.
I think you remember amazingly well.
I had a couple of falls and hit my head.
Oh.
And since then, I don't seem to, remember as I should.
No.
And I had one this summer.
Oh.
Well, he said it was a slight concussion I'd had.
Uh-huh.
And I fell and I hurt
Dr. Cicaldi?
Oh, yes. I couldn't do without him.
No.
I was one of his first patients.
Were you?
That's... And, oh, dear, everybody loves him.
Oh, yes, they do.
And, of course, I was in bed till that hot spell.
This summer?
Yes.
Oh, wasn't that awful?
I slipped, and my feet went out from under me, and I went back, and I tried to catch myself. I was in my big pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to catch myself, and I did. I wrenched the back when I went down, pull the muscles, and then underneath I had a lot of heavy iron frying pans I have hung on the shelf, and I banged my head onto them.
Oh.
And going down, he said that's what caused the slight concussion.
Yes.
Yes. And it was quite a while before I could get straightened up.
Yes. Well, I think you're remarkable. Now, I'd like to ask you about when you were a child and lived on this. You, after your father moved out to the farm,
yes.
You say you helped with the eggs.
Yes.
And what did you think was a treat to eat? What did you have to eat?
Oh, dear, we had everything there on the farm. Oh, my, I don't know. I can't really tell you. I know I never cared for wild animals.
No.
Because I always thought it was wicked.
Yes.
to kill a wild animal. I never would touch it.
No.
And my mother.
So you had chickens?
Oh, we always had chicken, and of course we raised the pigs, and we had cows galore there.
Yes.
We had our own milk.
Did you butcher any of the cows to make beef?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think mother.
You just used
out,
it for milk?
Yes, used them for milk, and then when they got old, he'd sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a horse there. Of course, in my horse, when I it got old and wasn't too good, a father said he'd have to do something with it, and I said, don't ever sell Eva.
Uh-huh.
I said, I couldn't bear that because somebody might mistreat her.
Yes.
So he had Mr. Hitt, Charles Hitt, come up.
Yes.
And put her to sleep, and she was buried up back there in one of the meadows.
Yes.
I don't know where.
Yes.
But I was heartbroken over
of
that.
Of course.
Because that was, he bought that horse for me.
How old were you when you got the horse, do you think?
Oh, I must have been 15 or 16. Oh, before that. Because I used to drive it all around.
Yes.
As it was. And then,
When did your family get a car, or did they?
Never bought a car.
You never bought a
car? No. They had their horses.
Mm-hmm.
And their wagons.
Mm-hmm.
They never bought a car.
When did your father die?
Oh, dear, I can't tell. Quite a few years ago. He died up in Easton,
mm-hmm.
East Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm. How did he happen to go up there?
Well, he had to go. My mother's health broke down. The doctor told her she couldn't breathe or anything down around here. And they advised her to move inland.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we were most all away from home. But Julia, she mm-hmm. just got married, and she would live in there.
Yes.
So Howard got a job up there to run a big farm.
Yes.
To take care of. And so they broke up their home. And Julia and them, they all went up there to
mm-hmm.
live, because she died there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were born.
And then your father died up there, too.
Yes, mother, my father, both.
And did you go, you never went up to Bridgewater.
Up where?
To Bridgewater.
Not to live.
No.
No, I used
you
to
just
go
just visit, but.
Just to go up to help them, and then when they were sick, I was the one
when
to
they
go
moved
take
away,
care
where did you move here, then? When they moved away, did you come here?
Oh, when I got married, I lived
when did
down
you get married, do you know?
Let me see. Well, I've got my, wait a minute, see if I can find my.
Cooking spaghetti and meatballs
yes.
for supper, and so you just turned off
no,
the fire.
Oh, no, I turned it off. It's in mm-hmm. a double boiler, the
yes.
sauce and
yes.
the meatballs.
Now, you've just gone in and gotten your wedding, your marriage license.
I think it's pretty well gone. Yeah, you can see, I can't see anymore.
Well, it's February the 12th. 1914.
That's what I was thinking.
You married Frederick W. Palmer of Westport.
Yeah.
And you were Etta Allen of
yes.
Westport. And where were you married?
Oh, Edward Mackinac.
Of the Justice of the
yes,
Peace?
Yes,
where?
Right in the house there where
Dr.
Cacalli lives.
Yes. This is lovely. Now, did your husband always live here?
Oh, yes, he was born down here.
Where did
Westport
he live?
Westport Point.
He lived on Westport.
Well,
where did he
way
live?
Way down the village. There's I can't tell you just where it is now, who lives there now. But it's pretty near two-thirds away from the wharf. And I lived across, well, you know where Bertha Johnson lives?
Yes.
Just above Bertha's, there's a lane that goes in. Now, who
is it Valentine's Lane?
No. No, it's down below there.
Yes.
And now Valentine's Lane.
No,
is
I know.
Father.
I know
now,
the lane.
They used to call it, my great aunt, Christina
mm-hmm.
Allen,
mm-hmm.
she called it Thanksgiving Lane.
Thanksgiving Lane. Mm-hmm.
And now where Bertha lives, right next to it, coming up, was where her sister and her folks used to live.
Yes.
In that big house.
Yes.
And there's a lane that goes down.
Yes.
Right down towards the water. In there, there's a house, an old house. I lived on the old end.
Yes.
When I first got married, I went in there. And then on the other side, they built onto it.
Uh-huh.
But Aunt Chris Janey lived on the old side. That's where I went in to live.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. And then, when that was sold, I came up here.
I see.
See, Grandfather Palmer had bought this big house
yes.
and land. And then he divided half of it. Mr. Cody wanted half of it.
Yes.
The farm, the other side of it.
Yes.
And
How far down toward the river did this farm go?
Well, it goes just down to the brook.
Down to the brook.
And there's two meadows. There's about, I wouldn't know just how much. There's a big meadow here that my boys plant in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then down below, there's quite a slope that goes way down.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down through to the brook.
Yes.
And that's where we own, as far as the brook.
Yes.
And the west, that's where it goes. We used to slide down that
hill. When did you and your husband bought this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't know when you bought this?
No, I don't. I can't remember.
Well, had you been married very long?
No, because Raymond, let me see. Raymond must have been about 5, I should say, of going, because he hadn't started to school. He started to school down here right after that fall, after we moved here. And he's the oldest one.
And how soon was he born after you were married? You were married in 1914. Was Raymond born very soon after that?
Let me see. Oh, yes, 2 years after Raymond was born.
Yes.
And then a year and a half of that, Frederick, we called Billy. He's the chief. You've heard of him. And
He's the fire chief.
The chief of police.
Chief of police.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's the chief of police. And then there was my Albert. And he was about 2 years younger than Billy. I had the three boys.
Yes.
That's all.
And they were all born.
All boys.
They were all boys, and they were all born up here or down?
No, we were.
Were born down there.
No, I'll tell you. Raymond and Billy was born in the hospital. Fall River.
Yes.
And then Albert.
Which hospital?
That was the Union Hospital.
Union Hospital,
And then with Albert, I'd had that flu that they had that time, that awful epidemic of flu.
A flu. That was after the World War, wasn't it, or during the World War?
Yes, because that's when I lost my brother Albert.
Oh.
The youngest.
Yes.
The baby of a family.
Yes, that was all over the country, that flu.
Yeah.
During about 1918.
And they didn't think I'd pull out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother insisted that I wasn't going to no hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So she had them bring me up there to the farm.
Yes.
And she was there, and she had some nurse there, too, with her.
Yes.
And the doctor.
Yes. But who was the doctor? Do you remember his name?
I think the doctor's name was Warden.
Warden. Did he come from Adamsville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time. And I pulled out. I fooled him. I pulled out of it. And poor little Albert was born. And when... this was an awful thing to say. But when they told me that it was a boy, I said, I don't want it. I want no part of it.
You know, you've had two boys already.
I wanted a girl the whole 3 times.
I always.
And then they said, well, you'll have to give him a name. I said, I won't even name him.
Oh,
I don't want him.
Oh, dear.
And my older sister, Myrtle, she said, well, I'll name him. She says, I wished he was mine. And she said, I'm going to name him after Albert, the one that died, Albert Allen, my brother.
Yes.
He just died before. I think we're losing him and everything in the flu is what got me.
Yes.
Because I was very sick all last
night. That's why you didn't respond in the way you were not feeling well enough to really respond.
That's what did
having a baby and being sick with the flu and all.
Albert, I wouldn't part with him for all the money in the world.
No.
And they're all wonderful boys.
Yes.
Because Raymond knew Mr. Giles, you know.
Yes.
My oldest son.
Yes.
And because he felt terrible when he heard about him.
Yes.
Not leaving us. And so when I told him that you was coming, he said, I wish I was going to be here to meet
him. I wish he could be here.
Yes. He works over at the shipyard.
Yes.
And he was drawn for jury, but he got relieved for this case that's on now, over in New Bedford. So he came back happy yesterday. He said, I can't afford to live on $12 a day. I don't know what my wife would say. That's all they pay him, you know, for jury.
Yes.
And he said, if I handed her what I made, $12 a day, he said she'd do some kicking. But
he works at the boatyard.
Over here.
How long has he worked at the boatyard?
Many years. And he goes fishing in between.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves fishing. Mm-hmm. But
where does he live now?
North up to the end of Sanford Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's where his home is. He lives here half of the time. And he comes and he cooks my dinner at night.
That's lovely.
But I have got together he's very fond of the spaghetti and meatballs.
And so that's why you're having spaghetti and meatballs tonight, yes, because he's coming for dinner.
I can make that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And the meatballs, and I've got it in a double boiler so it wouldn't burn.
Yes.
To cook the sauce down, and it's about right. Smells good.
Yes.
And then he'll cook the spaghetti and get the cheese out tonight. Oh, many a night I'd just have water on for him. I don't have hot water, running water here. We have water from the cistern. But I put a
You don't. Now tell me about your plumbing. What kind of plumbing do you have here?
Well, all we've got is a faucet from the cistern.
Faucet?
And our well water we have to get from the well outside.
Yes.
He does it for me.
Now, do you have a bathroom here?
No, no bathroom.
No bathroom. No. So that if you want to take a bath, you have to take...
To my tub.
You take a tub?
Yes.
And you...
Well, I can't do it now. I have to have the nurse come and do it.
Yes.
I get down and I can't get up.
Well, that's about the way I was last winter when I was so... After Mr. Giles died, I was felt so sad that I could hardly get out of the tub.
Yes. So, no, I can't. I haven't for quite a while. I have to have one of the nurses come.
Yes.
To give me my bath.
And she gets the water from the well in a bucket?
Yes.
And puts it in a tin tub?
I have my big pantry. I got two pails in there.
Yes, and do you have a tin bathtub or something?
Yes, a regular big round tin bath, but I can't get in it anymore.
No,
I have to take
so she has to give you a sponge bath.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But he usually goes home for a bath because he's got a bathtub.
Yes.
But we've never got to it to put one in.
You never, when you were down at the farm, you didn't have plumbing, of course.
Oh, no.
You know.
No.
You just had a privy and a pump.
That's
and
it.
Did you have a dug well? And
oh, yes. There was a big dug well to the east, to the west of the house. And then Father didn't like the well so much, the water or something. And he had one driven right over the wall of the laneway. And it had a big iron pump on it that you could stand there and pump it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the water would come out. He was afraid he wouldn't have water enough for all his hens.
Yes.
And that's where he got the water from.
So he didn't have to dip a bucket down in the well. He could just pump it. That's wonderful.
Pump it, yes. But the other well did have a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put a pipe through and put set tubs in one end of the house for my mother. And he did put a pump in the water to come in.
Yes.
The house, so she wouldn't have to draw water for washing.
See. How old were you, do you think, when that was that second pump was put in?
Oh dear, I don't.
Were you a child?
Well, yes, I was running around. I can't remember now just how old I was.
But you were a child.
Yes,
you hadn't started to school,
or 5 or 6 years old when I went to the farm to live. Because I can remember Uncle Edward Smith. The one that Mabel bought, the folks bought the farm from, because he used to come to Fall River in the fall to Mother's, and he would stay for quite a while, even with her big family. She always found room for him. And
Edward Smith,
yeah,
let's stop a minute.
Edward Schuyler Smith, that's the one that owned your place before Mabel's folks bought it.
I see. I didn't know that.
You didn't know the Smith?
No, I didn't know they owned it before.
Yes.
He bought it from the Allens, or whom did he buy?
Yes, he had, I think he married one of the Allens. He must have, because my father always called him Uncle Edward.
Uh-huh.
I can remember that when I was a little girl, Uncle Edward coming, because he had an awful great big white beard, and his hair used to be quite long.
Yes.
And I used to say, Uncle Edward, I think wish you'd cut your hair. Because it was quite long.
Hmm. This
and
is
I have
all
a brother
news
named
to me.
After him.
You have a brother named after him. What was his first name, did you say?
Edward
Smith?
Schuyler Smith Allen. But he's gone now. He's been gone.
But his last name was Allen.
Yes. But he's been gone. But Uncle Edward was just Edward Schuyler Smith.
It wasn't Allen then.
No,
it was
he
Edward.
Married an Allen.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I'm quite sure he did, because
where did he come from, I wonder?
I don't know. But I know he lived.
Was he a Westport man, or do you think he came from away?
Well, I don't know. I know he bought, after he sold that, you know where,
After he sold it to Joe Ball?
Yes. He moved up to, you know where, just before you get to Perry's, Stan.
Yes.
There's a big house on the other side of the road, the Stan's,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
What, Howard Benson lived there with his nephew.
Yes.
It's a quite a big size house.
Yes.
That's where they lived, till she died.
Uh-huh.
Now I can't remember what happened, where he went. I think he must have died.
This is after he sold the house to...
Yeah, he went up there.
To Joe Ball and his wife, Lydia Kirby.
Yes, Mabel remembers Uncle Schuyler Smith living.
She does.
Her said she heard her folks tell about it. I think he used to go down there to see him some afterwards, walk down.
Yes.
Because it was only from the...
And what did you play with? Did you have dolls to play with when you were little? What did you play with?
Dolls and everything. Yeah, the homemade ones.
Did you make homemade dolls?
Did you
ice skate or roller skate?
Oh, my. We ice skate. We used to go on the pond right over north of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it Potter's Farm.
Yes.
I can remember one Thanksgiving. I was telling Doris, my youngest sister, the other day. One Thanksgiving, we was over there skating, and Mother said, "Now you can skate till we get dinner ready, and then I'll blow the horn, and then you'll come right straight up again."
What were you going to have, turkey?
I don't know.
Or did you have goose?
I think it must have been chicken.
Chicken.
Probably. I don't think Mother raised any turkeys.
No.
I know she didn't.
She didn't raise geese either.
My brother George and I... And my brother Happy, the three of us.
Yes.
We were so dear together, we was always together.
Yes.
Because my brother George was just a year and a half older than I am.
Yes.
And what they did, I had to do.
Of course.
I was always with them.
Yes.
And those three of us were very close, always have been all our life.
Mm.
And,
what other kinds of things did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
At Thanksgiving time, to think that you could go skating on that pond, which is very deep.
Yes.
And you can imagine the cold weather we had there.
Yes.
Our climate has changed terrible.
It has.
Yes, it certainly has.
It isn't as warm, it isn't nearly as cold here as it used to be.
I've seen it in the winter. Now, when I was married, the day before, we had such a snowstorm that there was all in drifts all the way up to this point.
Oh.
Great big drifts. And because we had no snow plows then, everybody had to get out and do the shoveling.
Mm.
Everybody shoveled.
And this was in February.
That was
in the middle of February.
You never see. And I can remember when my husband had an ice boat with a lot of the other men down here. They'd sail all the way up the river with ice boats in the winter.
They were having an awfully good time, weren't they?
Yes. They loved that.
Yes.
Racing on the river with sailboats, ice boats.
Yes.
Now, we never had that like that now.
No.
And when we lived at the farm, my brothers and I used to go down on the river there and skate up there in the winter.
And now you couldn't do it.
It's not,
it never freezes over now. Except a little bit every now and then. There was one cold winter a few winters ago when there was some ice, but not enough to really skate across.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, boy, but we used to have wonderful times.
Well, you skated, and did you have picnics? And what other kind?
Oh, yeah,
did you have parties?
We'd have clam boils outside, clam bakes.
Clam bakes.
In the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And my father would pick the sweet corn and everything and dig potatoes, and then we'd dig the clams, and he'd out there under the trees in the lane, right over the wall, he had a place built. And he used to make clam bakes in there, and we'd have them out there a lot of Sundays.
Did a lot of people come, or just your family?
My mother's folks from the city. She had a brother and his wife.
From New Bedford.
And some of the cousins. You know,
from Fall River.
Yeah. And some of the cousins would come out.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody.
How many do you suppose would be there all together, maybe? How many people do you suppose might come all together?
Well, there wouldn't be too many. Maybe two or three carriages would come.
What kinds of carriages were they?
Well, I can't just remember now, but I know I know just for a one towards the last they lived the farm, they did come with cars.
Yes.
Some kind of cars.
But the carriages would be pulled by one horse or two horses?
Well, usually one horse.
Mm-hmm.
Small carriage.
Yes.
And sometime Ernie Beattie and his wife would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And have a clam bake with us.
Yes.
And Father made a table outside, a long table.
Yes.
And fixed it up with. And that's where we used to sit out there.
Yes.
Under them trees.
Was there, what kind of a tree did you sit under?
Yeah.
You remember? Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Well, all along that lane, there's some tulip trees
mm-hmm.
inset, so they're maples.
Yes.
It's awful pretty in the spring when they start to open
yes.
up.
Yes. The tulip trees.
Yes.
Are just beautiful, yes.
Great big trees all
yes.
up through there.
Yes.
And Father and the boys always kept that mold all so nice all through there. That lane. I don't know how they keep it up now.
We'll have to drive over and see someday,
oh,
you and Mabel and I.
Yes. Because Mabel remembers it, and then Mabel used to come down, and sometime when she had the cows way down here, this end,
mm-hmm.
I'd walk with her
mm-hmm.
and go down there with her and help her milk the cows. There's only one cow she'd let me milk, and that was Daisy.
Oh, she's a...
And she taught me how to milk.
Yeah.
Because it was a good thing, because after we moved up here, my husband took a notion he wanted to have a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went out fishing all the time in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And lobster. And many a night was pretty late when he got home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to go down in the lane, bring the cow up to the barn, and milk the cow.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't have to suffer to leave
yes.
at home.
Where did he go lobstering?
Huh?
Where did he go lobstering?
Oh, out in the ocean here.
Way out, in
yeah,
a lobster boat?
He'd done that all his life from a boy up.
Mm-hmm.
He was loved the water
mm-hmm.
till he had an abscess form on the lung and break.
Yes.
And then that seemed
to... Who was his doctor?
Well, let me see. Well, he had a doctor in the city.
A doctor in
I think it was Dr.
in Fall
King
River.
We had first,
you had first doctor.
And then we had to take him to Truesdale's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he came out of that, but it left him with a very bad heart from coughing. So
yes.
And he wasn't able to work anymore.
No.
Couldn't do nothing. If he did, he'd go hemorrhaging.
How far out did he go lobstering?
Oh,
how far
way
out?
Off.
Would he be gone overnight?
No, they always planned to come home at night.
Mm-hmm.
And made no difference what the weather was.
They come no matter what. Did he go in the winter or just in the summer?
No, just the summer. Early spring, late fall.
What did he do in the winter? When?
Not much. Just getting this gear ready for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Making new lobster pots and knitting their nets.
Yes.
And he taught me how to knit.
Did he do that all here?
Yes, all winter.
At this house?
Yes. We used to sit and knit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so I could make the nets or help him make the nozzles for the lobster pots.
Yes.
He showed me how to do that. And I tried towards... then he got so he could go out a little with him. Raymond went
mm-hmm.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Raymond must have been about 15 or 16.
How many lobsters do you suppose he'd get in a day?
Oh, dear. Well, one year he was out, and it come up a terrific fog here and late in the afternoon, and I got kind of worried. Raymond was with him that day, too. He was with his brother, Henry.
Yes.
And Fred, because Fred always kept the wheel.
Yes.
Because he brought up at that all his life. And I told Snight, they didn't come. It got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I made my way with a lantern to the wharf. And
from there up here?
Yes, from down here. I'd walk right down there and mm-hmm. to the wharf to see what the other men down there thought about mm-hmm. him coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And there was William
You must
Head.
Have been worried terribly.
Oh, it was terrible fog. And Will Head was there. You heard tell of Will Head.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a fisherman
yes.
years ago. And a lot of the others there. George Manchester. And I said, what's their chances of getting in tonight? And they looked at me and they said, he better stay out there and anchor somewhere and run a chance of the
mm-hmm.
boats.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if he anchors out there in fog like this, he'll never make it to come back.
Mm.
And I was pretty well upset.
Oh,
I said he'd never make it.
Oh.
Well, it got to be, it all must have been after around 2 o'clock, Al Lees down here at the wall called me. He said they've made it.
Oh.
He said they've got to the harbor wharf.
Isn't that wonderful?
He said, how they've done it, I don't know. He said, I'm going right over there now with my truck, if I can make it, in the fog, with his truck, to get some of their lobsters. They've got so many lobsters, they said they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
The wells wouldn't hold them all.
Oh.
And he got, oh, I don't know, over 1,000 pounds. I forget just how many.
Over 1,000 pounds of lobsters in one day.
Lobsters that day.
Mm. Think
and,
of it.
They couldn't make, they didn't bring the boat though, so they got on the truck with Al and with Raymond.
They left the boat right out, they moored the boat out.
Yeah, right there at the harbor wharf.
Yes.
And Raymond, they got off and he went up to a house to call, got somebody up to call over here to tell them to come for the lobsters.
Yes. And then where did they put the lobsters to keep them alive?
Well, they bring them, put them in crates down here, Mr. Lee did.
Yes.
Down right there at the wharf.
At
put them
the
in
wharf.
Big crates.
At Lee's Wharf.
Yes, and then the next morning they would bail them out and send them right into the city in crates.
Where did you get, you know, when you lived, when you were young and your family were down at the farm on the river where the Indians cemetery was, where did you get your groceries that you did need?
Well,
you must have had your family.
Well, I think mostly in the city.
In Fall River.
Yes, I think my brother with a wagon took them into town mostly for their groceries.
About once a week or once a month?
About
or?
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because she still owned, they are still on that tenement house or two in Fall River then.
Yes.
And they'd have to go up and collect rent.
Yes.
And then and I guess so afterwards, then there was a store over to Southwestport, and then there was a little store down here in the village that you could buy from.
Mm-hmm. Was that Gifford's or whose store was that?
Well,
do you remember?
It was Tripp Boys owned it for years.
The Tripp Boys.
And then, what was his name now? Sarah, oh, what was her name? Oh, dear.
Oh, well, doesn't matter.
No, I can't remember.
Doesn't matter,
just gone
forget
from
it.
Me. Fish.
Fish.
John Fish bought it.
Fish.
Sarah's father.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I know that when I got my horse, I got a little older. I guess I'm about 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take my horse and wagon, Eva, and go as far as Lincoln Park.
Oh, really?
And leave my horse there across the Lincoln Park at stable. It was run by a Mr. Lawrence.
Yes.
And he used to run the stagecoach through here years ago.
Yes. Is that how the mail got here?
Yeah, it got here through the stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two horses. And he lived down the street for quite a while, and then he moved up in this house one time.
Oh. Because
I knew his two girls, one of them's gone now, and I don't know where Elizabeth lives. And
where did the stagecoach start, in Fall River?
No, it had come from Lincoln Park. They'd bring it to as far as Lincoln Park, the mail. And
but was the mail brought, what, come from Fall River to Lincoln Park?
Yes, went through, on their way to New Bedford. They'd leave mail off for Westport.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd stop different places with it, and on the way from down, I suppose, Center Village and Westport, till he got to the point.
Yes.
Yes, I remember Mr. Lawrence, but I used to tell him, I wished afterwards, when I used to leave my horse, I used to say, I wish you still had that stagecoach.
I do, too.
And,
well, there was a bus that went up and down the main road here for a while. Do you remember that?
A bus?
Or was it a stagecoach? What?
Just a stagecoach. There were no bus.
There was
the only buses that ever went to the beach.
There was a streetcar up on Route
6. Well, there was going to start a streetcar. But they only got a little ways in the horse neck.
Mm-hmm.
They had a part of a tract over there.
Mm-hmm.
Making it. They started to run, but they never had streetcars through here.
No, but there was a streetcar up on Route 6.
Yes.
By Lincoln Park,
yes,
wasn't
sure.
There?
Yes. We could go and take a trolley, and that's what
that's
I used to.
That's what I mean
to.
By a streetcar,
I'd
a trolley.
I'd put my horse up and then get on the trolley and go into Fall River, and then I'd walk up the hill up to Locust Street. That's where we lived.
Yes.
Up there by the park there,
yes.
On Locust Street. Now, what was the name? Buttonwood Park, I think they called it.
Well, that
it.
Was Buttonwood Park. It's in New Bedford, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think that was New Bedford. Ruggles Park.
Ruggles.
Mm-hmm. Ruggles Park. We lived right up near there.
Yes.
Our houses were. And so I'd go up and collect rent for my mother.
Yes.
And then I'd pick up a few things that she wanted.
Yes.
In town. Because she'd done an awful lot of sewing and knitting.
Yes.
And I'd shop a little, get some things, then go out to the park. And he'd hitch up my horse for me. And I'd get in it, and then I'd come all the way back to the farm.
Did your mother make most of your clothes?
Huh?
Did your mother make most of your
clothes? Almost all our clothes.
She made them.
Yes.
And where did the men's clothes now? Well, did they go to town to buy theirs?
Oh, yes, they'd buy their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But
the women's clothes, she made.
She'd buy a bolt of cloth. Julia can tell you. Oh. When she'd make Julia and I and Doris a dress, there was all the same kind and same make.
Did she have a pattern?
Oh, yes, she had a pattern. She put it down, cut them out, because we were different sizes. But we all had the same, always a plaid.
Uh-huh.
She was great for plaid dresses.
That's wonderful.
Yes. But we used to have wonderful times, and she knit an awful lot, sweaters and things.
Where'd she get the wool to knit? In Fall River?
Yes, we'd buy it in town.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught the girls, I don't know about Julia, but she taught me how to knit. I used to, first of all, every Christmas, we'd have to make something, of each one for Christmas. Yes. I started first on little knitted neckties.
Oh, that's bright.
For the boys.
Yeah.
And aprons for the girls, because we always had to have an apron.
You didn't knit the aprons you sewed, though.
Yeah. Mother said to always make the aprons. All got to have aprons, the girls, and the boys had to have neckties. And then she taught me how to make the wristlets, arm elastics.
Yes.
That they wore then. And then I got so I could knit the stockings.
Well, that's really something.
Now, for the boys, they had to make something for us.
Yes.
And I want to show you what my brother made me. Brother George, the one over in Beverly, made me. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, I still
I'll stop the tape just a second. Now, this your brother made you for Christmas.
Yeah, my brother George made that cross. He went up in the woods. Look at the dust on it. He went up in the woods and cut a stick out and whittled it all down. And he made the cross for me and stained it. And that was all wrapped up on my stocking from him.
How old do you think you were when he made that?
I was either 12 or 13.
13. Mm-hmm.
And, I've kept that all these years. And every time I moved, that went. Always came with me.
Yes, of course.
And that
was a real treasure. It's
a wood from the farm.
Yes, it's just beautiful. Now, here you have in the drawer, I saw this lovely old Bible all falling to pieces. It was
my good one is put away.
Yes.
Raymond has wrapped it and put it up for me.
And it says on it, by Edward Mackamer, Westport Point, Massachusetts, Frederick William Palmer. Now, he was your husband. Is that right?
Yes.
And Etta Jane Allen, and that was you.
Yes.
And were married February 12th, 1914. Frederick W. Palmer was born March 25th, 1886.
Yeah, that's my husband.
And Etta Jane Allen was born in Fall River February 6th, 1895. That's you.
That's me.
And their children were Raymond Chester, born January 8th, 1916.
Yes.
Frederick William Jr., born November 27th, 1917.
Yes.
And Albert Allen, born May 3rd, 1919.
Yes.
And now George Warden Gifford.
That was my sister Myrtle's boy.
Who was born February 20th, 1920.
When she was taken sick, I took her to the hospital, and there was no hope for her.
Aww.
And I brought her back here, and she said, I don't mind dying. I'm ready. But what is going to become of my son? I said, now, Mertie, I said, I have got him with me now, and I'll keep him with me if you want me to. She said that's all I wanted to hear. And I kept him with me, with my boys.
Yes.
Bought him up. And whenever I bought my boys, he got the same. There was never no partiality between them boys.
No.
And he's a lovely boy.
Where does he live now?
He lives up Northwestport. And he works over to the garage to Adamsville. Over to Frank Brayton's garage.
Oh, he does?
Yes, great big tall fella.
Oh, yes.
And he comes here Sundays. He has dinner with me. He still got things put away here.
Mm-hmm.
But after he come back from the service from over on Indian around, he had malaria very bad.
Which war was this? Was this the First World War?
No, the second.
This is the Second World War because
he
was born in
the First World War.
How many people in your family went to the First World War? Do you know?
My brothers, most of them.
Were?
And I had my oldest brother, Eli, the one that was named for his grandfather.
Yes.
He was in every war there ever was, I think. Even the Spanish,
American
War, and all of them.
Yes.
And then on the First World War, he tried to get into that because he went with a cane and he was blind one eye. And they wouldn't take him, and he was highly insulted.
Uh-huh.
He said he could go down and then that ship and show them what to do, and they'd be all right. He said he knew more than any of them did. But they wouldn't take him, but he died I forget just when, but not too long after that.
Now, this one who they wouldn't take, who died not long after that, was...
It was Eli.
It was Eli.
Yes, at first, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
From the war.
Yes.
Yes, he's buried here.
Eli Allen, where is he buried? Here in the cemetery?
Right here down in our family lot, Allen Lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was his wish.
And there's Allen Lot. Where is the Allen Lot?
Well, as you go in the gate, it's only a little ways in, there's a stone. One says Eli Allen, and the other says Julia.